The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performance and more.
When you're walking down the street, the people looking at your feet, you got the walking blues. From where your socks begin to roll to the bottom of your soul, you're talking shoes, you're talking guys.
We just heard the Guys All-Star Shoe Band. From a Prairie Home Companion, their disc is called Shake It, Break It, and Hang It on the Wall, and the song was called Guy's Shoes, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, which is really apropos of nothing, that song was. But apropos of something are the young people who we have in our studio right now. They've been warming up for a bit so that they can sing a number of songs from the musical they are preparing on behalf of the Urbana Park District. It's Cole Porter's Anything Goes from July 27th through the 30th. It'll be at Parkland College Theater, so we're giving you an early heads up on this. And a number of songs to preview. Looking forward to it. Stay with us. That was the prelude and You're the Top from the musical Anything Goes. And to be honest, I forget which recording that came off of. I pulled these off of iTunes just a bit ago, and I've gotten confused as to which of the recordings that I used for that particular one. Well, in any event, if you're a Broadway buff, you may well know. And folks in the room here were saying, I think that's Patti LuPone. In which case, who's the guy?
Someone less famous.
Somebody less famous. We don't know.
Well,
it's all of Patti LuPone. That's all anybody cares about, right? Well, we just heard in the background here some folks who were involved in the Urbana Park District production of Cole Porter's Anything Goes, which is happening a couple of weeks from now, July 27 to 30 at Parkland College Theater. And with us are stage director April Cleveland and music director Stephen Larson, who's been here a number of times lately, particularly with the Urbana Pops Orchestra. He's assistant conductor there, or associate conductor, or some such title. And then we have 10 or 12 singers from the cast. And it's a work in progress at the moment, although what I heard through the doors sounded awfully good. You've still got a couple of weeks yet to get the show together. Who picked April Anything Goes?
Stephen and I chose together, like every year.
That's the process, huh?
We look at about 20 shows. We read about 10 to 12 librettos, and then based on what we like best, what would be best for the program, what's not already being done in the community, because there's so much that's done every year in the community, we make our choice.
So when you say what's best for the program, what constitutes, what sort of criteria do you use to determine that?
Well, we have a cast that ranges in age from 7 to 18, actually. So we are limited by content. We can't do things that are not appropriate for kids, but we also don't want to do musicals that aren't challenging for kids because we have 18-year-olds. We need to look at shows that have opportunities for choruses because this year we have about 65 people. So we have to place all those people and make sure that they have a lot of stage time and that they have as good of an experience as our principals do.
Did you say 65 people?
Mm-hmm.
Who were actually in the show?
Yes. We're a no-cut program, so each year we range from about 40 people to, I think Sound of Music a few years ago had 80 or so. It just depends on the summer.
When you say no cut, meaning if you want to be in the show, you're
mm-hmm.
in the show.
You'll be cast, yeah.
But you obviously have to make a decision on who's going to take various leads. And
yes. We cast the parts like you would any other show, but everyone who auditions is guaranteed a part in the chorus if they don't have a named role.
And then everybody's got to do dancing auditions. So do you have a like a featured dancer list or something?
We
like
actually
that?
Do have a group of featured dancers. None of them are here today, but I think we have 4 or 5 featured dancers this year.
So somebody here was just sort of pumping her fist. Why are you pumping your fist over featured dancers? You're not one of them?
No.
You just like dancers?
They're just pretty awesome. Oh.
Well, we have our group of angels here today, which are Reno Sweeney's backup girls. So they're kind of an extension of featured dancers. They do a lot of dancing in the show.
Oh, well, that's fair enough then. That warrants a fist pump for
yes.
for dancers. What's the gist of this show? I understand that the libretto has been rewritten a number of times over the years. Somebody is being gestured to.
Yeah, this is Jack. He plays Billy.
Hello?
Hello, Jack. Jack Reeder in the role of Billy.
Yes.
Billy, do you have a last name?
Billy Crocker.
Billy Crocker. And who are you?
Billy Crocker is an assistant stockbroker on Wall Street and who is madly in love with Hope Harcourt. Unfortunately, her feelings go from being madly in love with him to just kind of hating him.
Well, that's not uncommon. Y'all ought to get married. I mean, that would take care of, that would be normal, it sounds like. And Hope Harcourt is played by Natalie Bina in the show. Right, so I interrupted you, Jackie. We're going to give the synopsis.
Elijah Whitney, who is the stuffed shirt stockbroker,
they're all sitting down. They think it's going to take a while.
Thanks, guys. He is sailing to London, and he has many things to do. And so Billy Crocker, his assistant, is running around, and he finally gets everything, and they're on the boat, and Hope sees Billy, and Billy sees Hope. And they recognize each other, and they fall in love.
Just like that, which only happens in the musicals and the movies.
Yes, exactly. And so Billy decides to stow away on board, and as they sail across the Atlantic to England, we have Reno Sweeney, the famous evangelist, well, nightclub evangelist, if you will. And she expresses her love for Billy, but the feeling's not really mutual. And
because Billy loves Hope.
Yes, because there are a bunch of love triangles intertwined in everything else. And then there is Hope's engagement with Evelyn Oakley, an Englishman. And they don't really want to get married, but it's kind of a thing that must happen.
And only Englishmen would have a name like Evelyn.
Yes, yes. Only an Englishman.
They sometimes say Evelyn over there. I don't know if that's how
Evelyn, Evelyn.
Yeah, continue, sorry.
And so eventually it results up with Billy taking the passport of a gangster via Moonface Martin, who helps him out. So Billy and Moonface are friends, and Billy is this gangster, and then all of a sudden he's praised by this celebrity-crazed ship, and then they discover that he's really not the gangster. And so he and Moon are thrown in jail, and while they ponder their predicament, Reno and Evelyn declare their love for each other, and then, well, Billy and Moon get out of jail, and, well, the ending is...
The ending is the ending.
That's right.
Something I'll leave for the audience to
just in case
discover.
You don't already know the story, as I don't. So I just assume it's a musical, so things happen happily ever after. But
yes.
Especially with an upbeat. I guess there are exceptions to that. Sweeney Todd being a notable one, but this is not one of those. Well, thank you very much. So what are we going to have for our first song? We've got several we're going to preview here.
Well, Anything Goes happens on a boat. That's a steamship musical. So there's lots of fun nautical music. So we have singing sailors, and we have people that don't want people to leave on the boat. So we have our featured singers, and our soloists today, Jonah Herzog and Katie, I can't remember your last name.
Odom.
Sailing off without me, yet you don't seem to give a damn. I know it's fearful of me not to be more cheerful, but thank heaven I am. You mean you say you're glad to leave me? Can I believe that's what you mean? Why, don't be funny, I'm just wild about you, honey, but I'm oh so glad, so glad. It's driving me mad to say goodbye to things that typify the humdrum of my daily routine.
And there's no cure like travel to help you unravel the worries of living today. When the poor brain is cracking, there's nothing like packing a suitcase and sailing away. Take a run round Vienna, Granada, Ravenna, Siena, and then around Rome. Have a high time, a low time, and in no time you'll be singing home, sweet home. To say goodbye, sweetheart. By the seashore.
You mean sur la plage.
I'll wait and watch the sea till you come back to me.
Oh, my dearie.
You mean ma cherie.
I'm yours for life.
You mean pour la vie.
So kiss me, pretty wench,
in English or in French. Bon voyage, bon voyage.
This sounds like a musical where you got to learn a lot of words to these songs.
Cole Porter has lots of fun words.
Yeah, well, and Cole Porter writes the words and the music.
Oh, yeah.
Which is somewhat unusual, I guess. There are certainly others who've done it. Stephen Sondheim does that, since I mentioned Sweeney Todd before. And so what is the story with the changes of story? With the I guess there's at least three different librettos from the time this thing opened. And what was it, 1934 or something like that?
Oh, yeah. So in the 30s, musical theater was a completely different genre. A lot of musicals were review style, so they said, let's write a musical, and they just wrote a lot of songs and then kind of came up with a plot to fit them together. So the music was the most important part, and maybe there was a story. So there was like a theme of nautical, there was some characters, but Anything Goes was completely different in 34 when it was originally premiered. The story. So there's been revivals, and each time they revive it, they rewrite the script completely. So the version we're doing is the Beaumont version, which was premiered in the 80s at Lincoln Center in New York. And the script really makes it a fun show because the story goes along with the music goes along with the story, and it's a fun, entertaining vehicle for these Cole Porter songs that people will really enjoy.
And there's actually, I get all of my information from Wikipedia, always, sometimes, often. But there's an interesting chart in here that gives all the songs, or at least many of the songs that talks about, that says, okay, this was in the original, this wasn't in the original, it showed up in the revival, in the 62 revival, it showed up in the 87 revival, and then in the 11 revival, or it was taken out. These are nonetheless all Cole Porter songs, some of which were taken from other musicals in some cases?
Yeah, so when they do a revival, they really just say, this is Cole Porter's music, and they can take stuff from Cole Porter, other shows that he did, because those early shows, the plot really didn't matter. So they could take stuff and take it out of context, and it would make sense somewhere else in a different musical, because it's a different musical now. It's Anything Goes, but it is with a different plot. So you can take different songs, and it makes sense.
The gist of the plot still being more or less the same.
Yeah, the basic situation is the same, but the book really goes along with the music now.
And what is our next selection? Do we have a soloist? Do we have the full gang again?
Well, we have a duet that is actually not from the original musical. It's called DeLovely, and it's a well-known Cole Porter song.
Very.
But it was added into the revival because it really helped us understand the relationship between Billy and Hope. And it's the first time that they really realize that they actually like each other because they sing a duet together.
So this was added for the 87 revival or the one
I
this year?
I believe so, yes.
Because there was just one in 2011.
Oh, yes, the one that won Best Revival.
Yeah, won a bunch of awards. Right, so who have we got here? Well, we've got Jack Reeder, who is Billy, I forgot your last
Crocker.
Name. Billy Crocker. Oh, and yes, Natalie Bina as Hope Harcourt. And, oh, this should be lovely. DeLovely, sorry, should be DeLovely.
The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reasons why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee, and when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's the limit, it's deluxe, it's the lovely.
I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring.
I'll control my desire to curse while you crucify the verse.
This verse I've started, it seems to me, the tin antithesis of melody.
So spare us all the pain, just skip the darn thing and sing the refrain.
Me, 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 re, 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 do, so, mi, do, la, si. The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reasons why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low,
let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee, and when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious.
Billy Crocker, sung by Jack Reeder, and Hope Harcourt, sorry, sung by Natalie Bina here on Live and Local, DeLovely. Jack, you don't normally call girls chickadees. No. That's sort of, it's an example, though, of what I wondered about folks of your age connecting to a song, to a musical of this age, you know, where you sing silly things like you all just sang about, which on one hand seems different. I mean, it's clearly different from the way people talk today. On the other hand, these are songs that actually said something, and it seems to me that so many don't anymore. What have been your challenges to relate to this music?
Well, there's one song that Billy and Reno sing together, and they're complimenting each other. They're trying to top the other's compliment. And Cole Porter threw in for his lyrics a bunch of 1920s, 1930s references. Like, there are multiple references of Mae West. The whole song is just a reference to the 1920s and 1930s. You're a dance in Bali.
A dance in what?
Bali.
How do you spell that? I don't even know what that word is.
B-A-L-I. I believe it's a South.
Oh, a dance in
Bali.
Oh,
yes.
I thought you said you're a dancing Bali. I didn't know what a Bali
is.
Bali, yes, it's an island. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's kind of fun to be able to, like, there's these different kinds of words, but it's like an opportunity to put yourself in a state of mind that maybe you wouldn't normally get to be in, and that's kind of fun. So yeah. I think it's mostly just the fun experience of being able to embrace what Cole Porter wrote.
Does it make it more like play acting in a way, you know, where you're not only being somebody else, you're being somebody else from a long time ago?
Yeah, there is a whole another level to it that, you know, you're not just being somebody in the 21st century, but you're also being somebody in the 1930s. And that, yeah, I guess that does take a little bit more.
And April Cleveland is the director of this show. What have been some techniques you've used, if you've used any, to help bridge this time gap?
Well, the first thing we did when we started rehearsals was a lot of character work. And we all got together, and I asked them to make a list in their character notebook about what makes them similar to the character that they're playing. Because if you think about it, almost anyone you play, you can find ways that you relate to the way that person feels. These characters are living in the 1920s and 30s, but they're in love. And we're in love, or even if we haven't been in love, we've experienced what it feels like to really like somebody. I also asked them to look up every single allusion that they didn't know so that they know exactly what they're talking about, because Cole Porter was a huge pop culture fiend. So he really decorated the entire script, like Jack was saying, with more than 100 references. He wrote the Yale fight song, and there's a bunch of references to that. So it really, when they know what they're talking about, you see a huge difference. And they take more ownership when they understand what the words mean. So I've seen a really big difference when they've gone home and have done their homework and can relate to these things that they wouldn't know about otherwise.
So we're 2 weeks out, yeah, 2 weeks out from the opening of the show, which mm-hmm. means you're, I think as I said earlier, you're kind of in progress, but pretty far into the development of all the characters mm-hmm. by now, I presume. So they should have done all their homework. Right.
They have done all their homework. They're doing a great job. This week we're working on kind of finessing the relationships that they have to each other, making sure there's a lot of physical comedy. So they've been working on bits together and just making it flow because it's a farce. So that brings a whole nother challenging aspect to blocking and to the comedy. So we're kind of going over that this week.
And Stephen Larson is the music director for this. Are you also going to be conducting the production?
Yes, we're doing a combo orchestration. So it's designs that you conduct from the piano.
So you and, what, several other players in the pit, or will you be on the stage?
We'll be in the pit, and there'll be some people from the Urbana Pops playing with me.
Great. Well, that seems appropriate enough, yeah. Since Stephen is closely affiliated with that group, one of the founders of that group. Before we go on with more from Anything Goes, which is the Urbana Park District musical coming opening up on July the 27th at Parkland College Theater, let me mention that here on FM 90.9, tonight at 7 o'clock on our evening concert, we'll be hearing the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Lila Josefowitz is the violin soloist in the Chicago premiere of Esa-Pekka Salonen's Violin Concerto, with Salonen conducting. Also on the program, the Second Symphony of Jean Sibelius and music by Debussy and Fauré. It's a Chicago premiere of Salonen's Violin Concerto on the Chicago Symphony Orchestra tonight at 7 on the evening concert. And also, if you hadn't heard this, those of you who have been well tuned in to the financial situation here at WYLL, where in the last couple months we've been really pushing hard to get to our $2.1 million membership goal, which we needed to have done by June 30th. Well, the great news is that thanks to you, we surpassed that goal by more than $25,000, which is fantastic. And that means, and April is doing a little cheer over here, and that means that we're able to bring you, produce and purchase all the programs that you have come to expect here on 90.9 and the other stations here at Illinois Public Media. So, thank you very much. We appreciate your support. What do we have next from Anything Goes?
Well, as we said earlier, Anything Goes takes place on a steamship. So there's a lot of sailor-involved gags and fun drama that goes on. And then there's also a sailor quartet that's in the script, and we chose with our production to do a mixed quartet of sailors and girl sailors, too. So this is called There'll Always Be a Lady Fair.
So before we sing the song, let's introduce our sailors and girl sailors from left to right, starting with Annie.
I'm Annie, and I'm actually one of the angels, but all the angels are also featured singers.
And Annie, you have the last name.
Oh, Annie Beloki.
I'm Jonah Herzog. I was singing at the start of No Cure Like Travel as the featured sailor soloist. Right. I also have a solo sometime or other in the show. So if you're coming to the show, you'll see that.
Yeah.
Katie Odom, and I'm another one of the angels, too.
And Katie was also featured in that earlier song?
Yeah. Claire Drone Silvers, who's the fourth angel, couldn't be with us today, so I kind of took over her. So for the
like
time
that.
Being. For
so,
the time being. The,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not hoping that something happens to her.
No. Oh, gosh, no. We all love
her.
Claire, and we really wish you were here, but... Yeah.
But you get to sing her song and you don't mind. Okay.
I'm Molly Walker. I'm the third angel.
I'm Nick Morris and I play Evelyn Oakley. I play the, you know, the guy that has the girl's name.
Right.
I'm singing for someone else in the song because he's also not here today.
I'm Steve Shove, and I'm just an awesome sailor.
Oh, well, you're one of the official awesome sailors.
We love our sailors.
Okay, and what's the song?
It's called There'll Always Be a Lady Fair.
Sailor's life is supposed to be a hell of a lot of fun. Yes, but when you're a sailor, take it from me, they work like a son of a gun. They give us jobs of every kind and chores of every sort. But sweat away, sailor, you don't mind, 'cause you know when we reach port, there will always be a lady fair, a Jenny fair or Sadie fair. There'll always be a lady fair who's waiting there for you. Always be a lady fair to smooth your troubles and to wash your hair. There'll always be a lady fair who's waiting there for you. There will always be a girl's caress to change your answer from a no to a yes. There'll always be a lady fair who's waiting there for you. Bum ba bum 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 ba bum bum bum.
From Anything Goes, words and music by Cole Porter. We just heard from the Urbana Park District cast, Jonah Herzog, Katie Odom, Steve Shove, is it? And Annie Beloki and Molly Walker. And introducing the thing, or at least singing at the beginning, Nicholas, do you prefer Nick Morse?
You know, just Nikki. Whatever you want to call me.
Right. Otherwise known as Evelyn or Evelyn from the show with Stephen Larson at the piano. This piano is getting to be home to you just about, or second home. Yeah. Yeah. Stephen is choir director at Champaign Central High School. And you've been doing that for how long?
It'll be my second year.
And you've been doing this musical for how long? I know you told me when we were here before, but...
Well, I'm old enough to that I was in the musical when I was a kid.
Seriously?
Many, many years ago. And April and I were both in the shows together. So we grew up with the program, and I music directed and played piano in high school and college. And we've directed together, and now I'm still the music director.
So that's been... How many years as music director?
Probably 8.
That's fantastic. And you've stage directed all of those?
No, this is my third year directing. And I was also in the shows, from the time I was 9 until I was 18. And then stage managed a year and then started directing.
Did you have any starring roles?
I did have some starring roles.
What were some of your favorite starring roles?
I'd say my favorite role was... The last show I got to do right after I graduated high school, we did Into the Woods. And Jennifer Bechtel directed almost all of the ones that I was in and almost all of the ones that Stephen was in. And I played the baker's wife, and that was really cool. We also did an original musical that Jen wrote called Kala, and I played Kala, and that was also a really cool experience to get to premiere a role and do a cast recording.
So how was it that you managed to replace Jennifer?
Well, Jen wrote a movie called Leading Ladies that went on to do very well in many festivals. But the summer that she was working on that, she didn't have time to do this as well. So she asked Stephen and I to take over for her while she did other things. And since then, she's working on another film now. She's had another child. And she's pretty busy, but she's actually choreographing this year. So she's stayed really involved. And last year, she costumed. And she's always been a huge mentor for both of us. So, yeah, she's always seen.
What's the length of the rehearsal process for this show?
They auditioned in late May. They began rehearsing June 6th, and they'll continue rehearsing until we open on July 27th. So I think that's 7 weeks-ish of rehearsal.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Does that feel like enough to you all?
No.
No? Yeah. Molly says no. Why not?
It's going so quickly. It's my first year doing this, and it's just an amazing experience. I kind of wish it was a longer process just to be with the people a little longer.
So it's not that you don't feel ready. It's just that...
You don't feel ready for it to be
fun.
Over.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what you
go.
Don't
Aww.
Feel ready for. Yeah. So then it's like...
It's paranoia as well.
Yeah. And I feel like also it's like a mixture of both like the intensity of rehearsals. Even though it's like a fun atmosphere, we do work hard. And then it's also like the people in the cast. You know, I've done this show for years with this program, and it's just kind of like this cast is full of whether they're 9 years old or 14, 17, no matter like how old they are, it's like they come to rehearsal and they're ready to work and they're eager to learn and just kind of like they're happy to be there. So it's a really fun atmosphere, and that kind of makes it go faster to where it's like, oh wow, we're already in the 6th week of rehearsals.
That's crazy.
But it's also like we know the entire show pretty much already. And so it's kind of, it's odd how fast it's going, but it's fun at the same time.
So is part of the challenge at this point to maintain interest in the show if you think you've actually got it down?
Not at all.
No?
The show is awesome.
Yeah.
Every time we do a run through, there's another line that I find myself going, whoa, wait a second, that I get that joke now, or I know why that's there. So it's I don't think you could ever get. Yeah.
So you're already doing run-throughs 2 weeks out? That's pretty good.
We haven't started doing run-throughs. We're working through the script right now for like a final time of finessing and finding more depth to the characters and more interesting bits in the comedy. But we actually start our run-throughs with the entire cast next week.
Obviously, listeners can't see the folks who are here. The smallest person is definitely Jonah. Does that imply that you're the youngest in this group?
I'm actually pretty old for my size.
Yeah. So how old are you, Jonah?
I just turned 12.
So what grade is that
for you? Going into 7th.
And the youngest one, April said, was 7th grade? Seven years old?
I think we have 2 7-year-olds. Jack's little sister, who's waiting in the foyer right now, and then we have another 7-year-old. We have a junior. We also have a junior performers program, which rehearses kind of alongside ours, and it's for ages 6 to 9. But sometimes we'll invite one or two really young cast members into our show from that program.
And is there a challenge for you older folks to relate to or help integrate the youngest?
It's so much fun.
We're all kind of, like, goofy in our own ways to where it's,
Well, you are in theater, so.
Yeah. that kind of helps because, like, even though, like, we don't look at them like, oh, you're 9 years old. Like, it's, like, they're hard workers. Like, they work just as hard as the rest of us do. And, like, even though they are so much younger, it's just kind of like you become, like, a mentor to them. And, like, you really see how they look out to you.
It's refreshing kind of, like, how young they are, and they bring
at some points they'll just be even more like crazy than you are, and then this is kind of like refreshing to see or remember what it was like to be that young if you've done the show since you were that little. It's kind of like it's really nice to have the younger kids to come along with you.
And sometimes they really challenge our older cast members with their energy. Like Jack's sister, who is 7, when we run big chorus numbers, sometimes she will have twice the energy of everyone who's over 14. So it kind of gives them something to try to match.
You gentlemen are rather silent on this whole issue. I guess I said it, didn't I? And they're going to play up to type.
I like the kids in the show. I mean, they're all really great little people. They're energetic.
He says as the tallest one here.
Yeah.
Well, I love that this is a great cast. It's been a lot of fun. I've gotten to know a lot of new people because this is my first time doing this. And I love it. I've made a lot of friends. And I don't think there's anyone in this cast that I can say I'm kind of not enjoying working with, so.
He's very diplomatic.
It's pretty nice.
And your name is?
Matthew.
You're Wilkie. Matthew Wilkie. Okay. I was looking through the list here to see who don't I know yet, which means who don't I know? You're Matthew Reeder, because you've been on here before. What were you doing when you were here before? You have to remind me.
This winter I sang with your Banana Pops Orchestra. And we had a radio interview here.
This is a radio station, so it would have been a radio interview, yeah.
And then I also have done Sound of Music.
Okay.
And there is a radio interview with that, too. So.
And are you going to be singing something for us?
No.
Not on your own?
No.
Which is a pity, because he is a fabulous singer.
Yeah, very good.
Well, but you're going to be singing with everybody else. Mm-hmm. What we have next, or something coming up?
Oh, well, yes, we have another duet between Hope and Billy. It's called All Through the Night, and in the middle of the number, the emotion is so great, the sailors start singing along with them, and it's so
naturally
beautiful.
Yeah, of course.
It has to happen.
That happens on boats all the time. From Anything Goes, the Urbana Park District production, student high school and younger student production that's going to open on the 27th of July at Parkland College Theater, and you're listening to them on Live and Local.
All through the night I delight in your love. All through the night you're so close to me. From a height far above, you and your love bring me ecstasy. When dawn comes to waken me, you're never there at all. I know you've forsaken me till the shadows fall, and then once again I can dream I've the right to be close to you all through the night. Shadows fall, and then once again.
Tag Reader as Billy and Natalie Bina as Hope from the Urbana Park District production of Cole Porter's Anything Goes here on Live and Local. Our broadcast today is made possible in part by a grant from St. Joseph Apothecary in St. Joseph, a full-service pharmacy specializing in compounding medications to meet individual patient needs. St. Joseph Apothecary invites you to join them in supporting WILL. And I think we've got one more song. Yes? No?
Well, we could have a solo.
Two more songs?
We could have a couple of more songs.
Well, let's do two songs.
Yeah.
Why not?
This is a surprise for the kids. They hadn't heard Matthew sing this before, but it's Be Like the Bluebird. It's not very well known, but they were just dying when they heard him singing this. It's hysterical.
And this is Matthew Wilkie in the role of Moonface Martin.
There's an old Australian bush song that Melba used to sing, a song that always cheered me when I was blue. Even Melba said this bush song was a hell of a song to sing, so be quiet whilst I render it to you. When your instinct tells you that disaster is approaching you faster and faster, then be like the bluebird and sing tweet, tweet, tra-la-la-la-la-la. When you know you're headed for the jailer, don't allow the old face to look paler, but be like the bluebird and sing tweet, tweet, tra-la-la-la-la-la. Be like the bluebird who never is blue, for he knows from his upbringing what singing can do. And though by other birdies in the boughs he may be told that his efforts are perfectly lousy, he sings on and on till his troubles are through. Tweet, tweet, tra-la-la-la-la.
Birdies in the Bowsy?
I'm basically just trying to cheer Billy up, because at this point in the show, he's rather morose. He's very sad because, well, we got thrown in jail, and he thinks he's hopeless. But I'm sorry.
You've been practicing that all morning.
No,
that just happened. Well, that was nicely done. What have been the for anybody, whether it's Moonface or anybody at all, have been highlights and low points of preparing this so far?
Jack.
Somebody said Jack. Jack has some. Well, let's limit you to highlights. How's that?
Yes. One of my favorite, highlight that I enjoy is the Urbana Pops preview, where we as a cast sing a couple songs at the Urbana Pops summer concert. And I love to sing with the Pops because, well, it's the Pops. And that's
you said that like they've been around for a long time. It's all 2 years or
yes.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's always one of my high points. Second thing, the very first rehearsals are always kind of fun because you sit there and that's where you begin to think about what exactly you're going to be doing as a character, and then you see other people, and I know that some people hate callbacks, but I think they're kind of fun just because... You know, you get to sing some of the songs that you never, ever get to sing again.
Getting told the lead callbacks is the worst part.
The lead callbacks is the worst part?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well,
is this a low point for you then?
No. I don't really think there are any low points.
Like maybe just maybe sometimes when you're working with your, if you have a character and you're working and trying to do character development, there could be moments where you might feel frustrated for a moment if you can't grasp something that you're trying to grasp, and that can always be frustrating because you could feel like, oh, I'm failing at being able to become this character or whatever, but it usually passes over.
Yeah. And then, like, especially with this show, like,
I stole your thunder, I'm sorry.
Like, if anybody knows the show, there's tap dancing in it, if you watch the Grammys. Oh, like, they did it the spectacular. Tony. Or the Tonys, not the Grammys, my bad. Spectacular tap dancing number. And, like, with this show, the featured dancers and the Angels had to learn pretty much, like, the four basic years of tap dancing within like four weeks or so,
yeah.
Matter of weeks. And like at the beginning it was really hard because it's like, how do I do this? And then now we've all come such a long way that it's fun every single time that we get to do it, or it's really entertaining.
Yeah, and I'd say the choreography is another fun part. Like I've always enjoyed dancing just because
I think this is one, in the past years, I've seen the UPD shows. This is my first year in it, but I think this is one of the
This is your first year in it, Annie?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I've always wanted to do summer theater, but I travel a lot, so this is the first year that I've actually been able to be here for, because, you know, you have to really commit a lot of your summer to this musical.
Yeah, you do.
And it's been great, and I think that Cole Porter's music was really meant to be danced to, and, Jennifer Bechtel, our choreographer, really held us to a lot of high standards. You know, we had to learn all of the basics. We had to, you know, we had 2-hour tap dancing rehearsals every single night for at least 2 weeks, and it's really difficult. I know we all had sore calves every morning, but this show just has a lot of fun dancing, and it's just such a great era. It's kind of that magical era that I think everyone kind of wants to go back to every once in a while, so I think everyone should come and see it, because you're going to get that if you come.
Well, I'm getting that impression right now. Yeah. So now I'm imagining all you all dancing, because of course we haven't seen any of that happen. And don't do it now, because this floor is noisy, and we'd never hear whatever the song is that you're going to end with.
Yeah, this is the finale, which has a little bit of "I Get a Kick Out of You," and we get to hear a lot of our principal singing, and then the whole chorus joins together in song.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, how can it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you.
I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me.
I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore.
Members of the cast of the Urbana Park District production of Cole Porter's Anything Goes, with Stephen Larson, music director, at the piano, and April Cleveland, who is the stage director, also with us. You can get tickets by calling area 217-367-1544, or you can purchase them in person at the Phillips Center on Springfield Avenue in Urbana, or from any of the cast members. I'm sure we'd be happy to sell you a ticket. Yes, true?
Yes,
true. Or if there's tickets available, you can get them at the door at the Parkland College Theater. The show opens July 27th and continues through the 30th. For more information, go to urbanaparks.org. Thank you all very much for coming in.
Thank you. Sounds like a great show.
Especially this far out. Sound this good already is terrific. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9.